and you'll see 98Q Country right there, and you can listen anytime, anywhere on your phone also. And we archive the games also. We've got last week's Phillips game archived at 98QCountry.com. The Shawamigan game was not able to be archived, but the Phillips game is there for you under kind of a revised, under-construction website at 98QCountry.com. So let's take a two-minute break, and we'll come back with the kickoff of tonight's contest between Shell Lake and Shawamigan. We'll have more after this two-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, start lineups are being announced as we speak for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We got Gregory Morgan, number 70. For Shawagan, A.J. Morgan, number 80. And number 83, senior Nolan Niehoff. And number 89, Derek Bonga as a starter for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. And Jaden Modo also a starter in there. I see nine they've got listed in there, but we'll mention them all anyway. We got Dalton Schmidt, number 26. Corbin Phelps, number 15. And Hudson Hilgard, number 11, and Dylan Heath, the number 2. And this is the starting offensive lineup for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles here with a beautiful, beautiful evening for football. Nice press box here in Shell Lake. It's a terrific facility that they have here in Shell Lake. I remember years ago, Shell Lake used to play their football games down in that valley. It was always wet down there, it seemed like. And, of course, they built a school out here many years ago, and a beautiful football field right next to it. So we're ready for a wonderful evening of football weather-wise and hopefully entertainment-wise. So for Shell Lake, their defensive starters include Isaiah McKelton, number 3. Number 7 is Connor Schrenkel. Number 10 will be Aiden Jensen. Number 18, Peter Steins. Number 25, Caston Milton, getting the start defensively for Shell Lake. Brockton Neeson, number 55. Number 56, Max Elliott. And number 64, Austin Bradway. 36 players on the roster for the Shell Lake football team. Shawamigan with 23 on the printed roster. And we are almost set to kick this one off here tonight. Good to have you along. I know a lot of you could not make it over here with first day of school tomorrow for Shawamigan, so we're happy to bring you the game right here. 98QCountry.com, we're streaming. And download that Civic Media app. Go to the app store, Civic Media. When you download that, you'll see 98Q as an option. Keep that on your phone, and you can listen to 98Q Country at ball games anytime, except for Packers, Brewers. That won't be on there. Well, they may be. We've been having a few issues where they have been on there, but they're not supposed to. So Shawamigan will kick off from right to left on your radio dial, and Shell Lake in their blue, all blue uniforms. Ball goes through the hand of the receiver all the way back to the 5-yard line. Going to retreat back there and circle back at his own 10 to the 15 and corralled up at about the 17-yard line. So nice job of Shawamigan. Got a little bit of a break on that as the ball went through the high-stretched hands of the first person who attempted to catch the kick. And then it squirted past the initial return man deep and went all the way back inside the 10-yard line. So it'll be a first down and 10 for Shell Lake, and they'll have the ball back at about their own, we're going to call it about the 17-yard line. I'm checking out the scoreboard here. We've got basically the score and the clock. I don't think we're going to be doing the yardage, so we'll eye it the best we can here. Shell Lake in that shotgun offense will give off the right side up to the 20 and up over the 25-yard line to the 30 and finally brought down up near the 32-yard line. Gain on the play of almost 14 on the play. Bonga Phelps in there, a couple of guys on the defensive play for Shawamigan. Shawamigan's Butternut Mercer co-op team, of course, the Screaming Eagle, coming off a loss last week to Siren. Shell Lake with a decisive win in week one. There's a give off on the left side off that shotgun. This time just a short gain on the play. Up to about the 35. They're going to mark them just across the 35-yard line. A gain of about 4 on the play. Dalton Smith in on the tackle for Shawamigan on that play. We're just underway. Clock has stopped for some reason on that running play. And there it goes. All right, we're moving now. It'll be a long game. We stop them at 3. Second down now. We'll call it about 6 to go for the Shell Lake Lakers. Left to right on your dial. Shotgun, a give off. The quarterback's going to keep it. He's going to get up over the 40 to the outside, up near a first down at about the 43-yard line. The yardsticks are on the far side of the field here, but that is going to be enough for a Shell Lake first down and a gain of 6 and not much more than that. And Shell Lake, unlike what we saw last week with Siren was throwing. Well, they tried to run a little bit early, and then they had a lot of success throwing, so Siren threw the ball a lot. This time, of course, if Shell Lake has success running, that's what they'll probably do. They run at the back, dotted behind the quarterback in that shotgun. Receivers split out left and right side. This time the quarterback will keep it, flip it out on the left side. That pass is going to fall incomplete out there as Isaiah McKelton, the senior quarterback, the lefty, flipped it out on the left side. That pass going to fall incomplete for a second down now, second down and 10. So we talked with Coach Morgan on Tuesday, that coach's show archived at 98QCountry.com, that I thought Shawamigan really made some good strides during the whole progression of last week's game. We'll see if defensively they did. We'll see if they can keep that going here. This runner is hit at the line of scrimmage. He bounces to the outside, gets across midfield, and down inside the 45-yard line. That'll be enough for a Shell Lake first down. Shawamigan had initial contact at the line of scrimmage, but the ball carrier able to shrug it off and turn up field off the right hash mark. And the gain all the way down inside the Shawamigan 45. We'll call it about the 43-yard line. So Shell Lake moving the ball, but not in big chunks here. Shawamigan doing a pretty good job. I thought that defensive line played pretty good last week for the Screaming Eagles. That give off on the fake handoff. The quarterback is going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage, but he manages to spin away. And McKelton, the senior quarterback, is going to pick up about two or three, give him 3 yards on the play. Again, good pursuit by the Shawamigan defense in the backfield on McKelton. So that's a good sign for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagle defense. That line is holding their own here so far. It'll be a second down for Shell Lake. We're just underway here first quarter. Scoreless between Shell Lake and Shawamigan with about 3 minutes gone by. Man in motion. Hilton will give off on the left side. That's going to get around the outside and a big gainer down inside the 10 to the 20 rather to the 15 and down close to about the, you know, mark him out about the 16-yard line down there. That time the quarterback McKelton handed the ball off to the man in motion going left, and he had a lot of room around the outside and a big gainer and a first down and 10. Shawamigan getting a good push up the middle. That was the first time that Shell Lake tried the edge, and they had success and a big gainer and a first down at about the 16 of Shawamigan for Shell Lake. Again, very similar sets here with eight-man, receiver left-right. McKelton will keep the ball going up the middle, going to angle off the right side, and his ball inside the 10, down to the 5, and that is going to be a touchdown for Shell Lake. Contact made at the 5-yard line, but the ball carrier for the Lakers able to take the defender literally on his back with him into the end zone, and he fell just across the goal line, and the touchdown run of 16 yards will make it 6-0 for the Shell Lake Lakers. All on the ground. They did try one pass, but it was incomplete. And the Lakers of Shell Lake are on the board and lead this one by a score of 6-0. And a two-point conversion attempt is coming here. Snap and a give off, or rather hand off on the right side. And McKelton's going to take it in easily. He kept it off the right side. And an 8-0 lead now for Shell Lake over Shawamigan. First offensive possession coming for the Screaming Eagles, and we'll have it for you after this one-minute timeout.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Shawamigan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
All right, Shell Lake kickoff coming out of the timeout, a high looping kick that'll hit at about the 25-yard line, fielded there by Shawamigan, up near the 30 to the 32, pushing forward to about the 33-yard line, and that's where Shawamigan will take over. First and 10, led by junior quarterback Hudson Hilgard. Screaming Eagles, first down and 10, looking to answer. Trailing 8-0 now to the Shell Lake Lakers. Again, this Shell Lake team had a real nice year last year at 10-2. 172-40 in their first game last week. Hilgard. Hands off the left side, up over the 30 to the 33, and maybe a gain of one possibly on the play. Not much more. Bonga with the carry on the play. Derek Bonga. And we're going to call it a gain of one. It'll be second down and 9. Bonga number 8. All right, to Hudson Hilgard in that shotgun formation. We'll keep it off the right side. A lot of pressure behind the line of scrimmage, and he falls forward for no gain on the play, and that'll be third down. The Shell Lake defensive line getting into the backfield of Shawamigan on that play. And it will be third down now and long for the Screaming Eagles. We'll call it third and a long nine. Screaming Eagles taking a lot of time in the huddle here. And they might have to take a timeout, a long time in the huddle. We'll see what the play clock is at here. It's third down, and we'll call it nine for Shawamigan, backed up to about their own 28-yard line. Pass on the play. Hilgard's going to launch it down the right side, too far for Morgan. He had a step on the defender down there, but A.J. not able to make the play as the pass was about 2 yards over his outstretched arms, and the third down play will fall incomplete, bringing up a fourth down for Shawamigan, and the Screaming Eagles are going to have to punt it away here. Going right to left on your radio dial, Shawamigan in their white top and green football pants. Snap is a good one. Kick is away. It's a high kick that will be fielded at about the 35-yard line. A fair catch called. Had a lot of room there, but decided to make the fair catch. Did number 25, Caston Melton, and the Shell Lake Lakers will take over first and 10 back at about their own 36-yard line. So an unsuccessful drive in the first offensive possession for Shawamigan. But I tell you what, A.J. Morgan was open on that play. I mean, he wasn't wide open, but he was there. We saw it last week. You give Hudson Hilgard a little bit of time to throw, and A.J. Morgan is a tough guy to defend because he's so big, and he has good hands. So we'll see if that connection can be fruitful here for Shawamigan tonight. Shell Lake back at their own 36-yard line. With 7:25 to go in the first quarter, give off on the left side. There's room up there to the 30, or the 45, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Put it on the board. That's a Shell Lake touchdown of 62 yards. Isaiah McKelton takes it to the house. And the Shell Lake Lakers, after a methodical first drive, strike with a big play on that. He got that left sideline, and you can see right now that Shell Lake maybe not able to do a lot of business between the tackles, but when they get to the outside, they've had some big chunk, some big yardage plays out there with some good speed by those backs. So 2-point conversion coming with Shell Lake leading this one by a score of 14-0 now. Try to go up the middle on this one or on the left side. They finally give off, and it's a 2-point conversion successful, and Shell Lake is off to a 16-0 advantage with 7:09 to go here in the first quarter. 8-man high school football between Shawamigan and Shell Lake. We're back with more from Shell Lake after this 1-minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street and Woodrow. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
All right, the ensuing kickoff, again, going to hit about the same spot, about the 30-yard line. It actually squirts down inside the 25, and Shawamigan will field it there and be swarmed under immediately. We'll see where they mark it, about the 20 or 22-yard line. So Shawamigan will have a little a little less advantage field position-wise, had decent field position that first time, but just could not make it go, a three and out. You got Corbin Phelps and Hudson Hilgart. Phelps listed as a wide receiver, and Dalton Schmidt as a running back, and of course in the eight-man game, they can switch out. Receivers go in motion, take handoffs. There's a lot that goes on in an eight-man game. A lot of different ways to get guys the ball, an open field, high scoring, exciting games. And Shawamigan looking to get back in this now, trailing at 16-0. Hudson Hilgart in that shotgun will give off in a couple of tacklers for Shell Lake right there, and it'll be a loss of a couple on the play as Shawamigan trying to establish a little bit of something up the middle to maybe slow down a pass rush to let Hudson throw a little bit. They're going to call that a gain, a loss of two on the play. It'll be second down and about 12, we'll call it, 12 to 13 for Shawamigan. Backed up inside of their own 20-yard line, just inside. Officials time out here for a moment for something with 5:59 to go in the first quarter. The Shell Lake Lakers off to a 16-0 lead, a long methodical drive on their first drive, and then a big 62-yard run by the senior quarterback, Isaiah McKelton. Broke it down the left sideline, and now Shawamigan with the ball back. We have the officials talking stuff over out there about something. Trying to figure out if that McDonald's maybe in Spooner is open past 8 o'clock, or not sure what the conversation is here. They're actually talking about to see if there's maybe some kind of an infraction on the play. They're talking to the Shell Lake bench. And now we're ready to go. Here we go. So second down. And we'll call it about 12 or 13 here for Shawamigan. We'll see if Hudson Hilgart maybe does a little rollout. He had some success with that last week, getting away from some of that pressure that comes up the middle. Hilgart back to pass. He's going to launch it over the middle. Too far for Morgan. He was double covered. I think Shell Lake saw the, he might have saw the film on that. There was actually two receivers out there. Dylan Ank was out there also, the sophomore. And had two receivers in the same spot. I thought AJ might have been double covered on that, but I think somebody ran the wrong pattern because they had two receivers within like 2 yards of each other running right down the middle of the field. And again, if Hudson can just get the ball to AJ, he's tall enough, he can make that catch over the top of anybody, but the two times that Hudson has thrown to him, he's overthrown it and not given AJ a chance to make the play. Third down now and 12. Hilgar back to pass. He's under pressure, lofts it down the right side, and again, he was out there. Had a receiver out there again, but Hudson just overshot him. That was Corbin Phelps. And again, he's not wide open, but he has at least a 2-yard step on the defender for Shell Lake. There's a little bit of a breeze moving out there, and Hudson was under heavy duress. Like to see, of course, Hudson to just give his boys a chance to make a play on that. All three passes have been out of the reach of the receiver. This kick is a high and short one that's going to be fair caught at the Shawamigan 45-yard line. So another three and out for Shawamigan, and Shell Lake first and 10 at the Shawamigan 45-yard line. Thanks to our year-long sports sponsors, we thank Burgers Grill and Phillips, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls VP. We thank all of those for sponsoring our high school broadcast tonight and tomorrow night. We have the Phillips Loggers right here tomorrow night. Give off on the left side is going to angle off inside to the 40, down to the 35, inside the 35, all the way down to the 30-yard line. And a gain on the play of about 15 yards for Shell Lake and a simple give off the left tackle, and that'll be first and 10 for Shell Lake. Phillips, after that nice win last week on the road at Frederick, they will host Clayton tomorrow night. Jeff and Scott and Nathan or whoever else shows up there, they'll be on Mike bringing you that game tomorrow night. Home opener for the Phillip Loggers tomorrow night at 7. You'll hear it right here, 98qcountry.com and on the Civic Media app. We archive the games that we do here on 98Q. You can listen back to last week's Phillips game at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. Apologize, our website is under construction, but it will be bigger, better. Here's a run right up the middle that's going to go down inside the 15 and all the way down inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. Another big gainer of almost 17 yards for Shell Lake. And right now they're taking it to the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles right up the middle. I mentioned Shawamigan with 23 players on the roster, but I don't think they have that many with here. I think there's eight on the field. I'm counting about 12 on the sideline, so might be down a couple after last week. So a first down for the Shell Lake Lakers, just inside the 15-yard line of Shawamigan. They have yet to complete a pass, only tried one. They haven't had to because the running game has been that good. McKelton going to keep it off the left side, and he's going to go in untouched for a touchdown. So McKelton in from about 14 yards out. And McKelton makes it a 22-0 game in favor of the Shell Lake Lakers in their all-blue home uniform on Parents' Night here in Shell Lake. For those of you who don't know where Shell Lake is, first of all, buy a map. Second of all, Google it. If that doesn't work, it's about 90 minutes west of Park Falls, west and south a little bit, just south of Spooner, between Spooner and Cumberland. Always liked this area for several reasons. My wife grew up over here, so I got to like it for that, of course. Spent a lot of time with my wife and family over here in the Spooner area. Two-point conversion attempt. Little flip pass out on the right side, and that's going to be successful. Two-point conversion completed, I believe, to Peter Steiner out there. And it's a 24-0 advantage for the Shell Lake Lakers over the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We'll have more from Shell Lake coming up after this one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Coming here for the Shell Lake Lakers. Encourage you to check out that Shawamigan School website, csdk12.net. You can find all the sports schedules on there to find out home contests for cross country, volleyball, football. This kick again will bounce right at the 25, and it's going to go out of bounds, and that'll bring it up to the 35. With a kick going out of bounds, and that's where Shawamigan will take over, first and 10. The Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op football team, good to see the numbers up. Kind of struggled around that 15 number for a couple years, but in that 20 to 23 range this year, and building, we hope. Numbers are very important in football. If you're going to have success, that's a good place to start. Does not guarantee success, but it's definitely a good place to start. You're going to get people dinged up through the year. You're going to need numbers. Give off right up the middle. Maybe a gain of one on the play or so. Sure if that was Dalton. Onga on the carry there. trying to check the numbers here, is Dalton Schmidt, of course, got the bulk of the carries last week, and I think some of the numbers may be a little messed up as far as who is who out there, and we apologize for that, but that's high school football. Guarantee you that. There's a give up the middle, a gain of about one on the play. It'll be third down and long now for the Shawanigan Screaming Eagles, moving right to left on your radio dial with 3:17 to go, clock running here in the first quarter. We have a very special guest at halftime. I hope you'll stay with me because we have a very special guest here at halftime that I think you'll enjoy some of the things we're going to talk about. You may or may not know who our special, the person when I introduce to you, but you will after we chat with him. Back to pass is Hilgard. He's got time. He's rolling to the right. Passes out there is incomplete. Would have been well short of the first down anyway, as Hilgard was forced out of the pocket. He rolled to his right, and not much doing out there. Had a receiver out on the left side, Corbin Phelps, but Hilgard was forced to roll to his right and really didn't have anybody to go to. Schwamigan, I think, is going to, I thought they might go for this, but they're going to punt it away. Fourth down and about six. Snap a little bit high. Kick is away. We'll hit down at about the 40, 45. Receiver picks it up and gets closer across midfield into Shawanigan territory. Thought he was going to let that one drop. He ended up fielding it at about his own 40 and returned it up over midfield into Shawanigan territory at about the 46-yard line. So tomorrow night we'll have Phillips Lager football, followed by Brewers in progress tomorrow night. Complete Brewer game Saturday, Sunday. I want to remind our sports fans across the Northwoods that Milwaukee Bucks basketball will make its debut on the FM this year. Milwaukee Bucks basketball on 98.2 Country. As many games as we can get. There will be some conflicts in there with local sports. But I was looking at the schedule today. There's only one conflict with a Packer game all season. So we'll have most of the Bucks games on for you right here, 98.2. A pass over the middle is deep down there, and that's going to be caught and goes in for a touchdown. Connor Schrankel, the junior, takes the dish from the lefty Isaiah McKelton in stride, a 30-yard strike down to the 20-yard line. Schrankel cruised into the end zone as he was a couple yards behind the Shawanigan defender. And that is a 46-yard touchdown pass. As Shell Lake says, we can score through the air, too. That was an impressive throw by the lefty. Right down the middle of the field. Two-point conversion coming for Shell Lake out on the right flat. That also is going to be complete and taken in by Steins for a two-point conversion. It's now 32-0 in favor of the Shell Lake Lakers. Let's take a quick 30. We'll have more high school football coming up here in 30 seconds.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, so Shell Lake will kick off here. Again, left to right on your radio dial. It has been all Lakers here with a minute 59 to go in the first quarter and a 32-0 Shell Lake advantage. Every kick has been identical thus far, and this one is the exact same thing. High, and eventually now Shawanigan comes up and bobbles it and fumbles at the 25, picks it up, and is finally nailed back at his own 26-yard line. Returning for the Screaming Eagles was Dylan Ice, the sophomore. Came up a little shallower that time, sensing the kick was going to be short like the other ones were. Had it bounce off his pads at the 25, picked it back up. By that time, Shell Lake was there to make the tackle. the nose of the ball just over Shawamigan's own 25-yard line. And that's where junior Hudson Hilgard and the Screaming Eagles will try to muster up a little bit of offense here. Got A.J. Morgan split out to the left side. A single coverage out there. Two receivers left, one right. Hilgard all alone in the backfield. Drops back to pass. Under pressure, puts it out on the right side. That pass is incomplete. Intended out there. Dalton Schmidt out there on the right side. Heavily covered on the right flat. Would have been a short gain. It'll be second down and 10 now for the Screaming Eagles. Well, exciting news to have Bucks basketball. We had Bucks basketball on the air a few years back on our AM side. Ronnie Stieber informed me we had Bucks basketball on back in the heyday of Lou Alcindor, early 70s, late 60s. This pass is flung down the right side and overshooting everybody is Hudson. Looking again for Schmidt out there, but that's incomplete. Third and 10 coming. But as far as Bucks basketball here on the 100,000-watt flamethrower, never. It has not been on, but it will be. Everybody will have to, if you haven't already, you'll have to figure out how to spell and pronounce Giannis Antetokounmpo if you don't, if you haven't been following Bucks basketball. Which if you haven't, where have you been? They won a championship a couple years ago. But Giannis Antetokounmpo and the crew will be on 98Q. First preseason games, I believe, are early October. I was looking at the schedule today. The complete schedule is out for the season. We'll get that info on our website for you. 48.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Third down and 10, Shawamigan. Hilgard back to pass. Going to launch it deep down the right side. And again, he overshot his intended receiver. I think he might have the wind to his back there because every single pass that he's throwing, Hudson, is just too far. Just too far. That time he was looking for Dylan Ice. And a fourth down coming there and a three incomplete passes for Shawamigan. The Screaming Eagles will punt it away. Dalton Schmidt will do the honor, standing back at his own 15-yard line. Snap is a good one. Kick is, might have been blocked a little bit at the line. It's going to hit at Schwamiga's own 40, and it's going to roll all the way into Shell Lake territory and be downed at the 45-yard line. Good hustle by Corbin Phelps to down that ball, and Shell Lake will have first and 10 now at their own 45-yard line. Leading this one, Shell Lake 32. Shawamigan, Butternut Mercer, co-op team, nothing. Shawamigan with a home game next week. Montello has been added to the schedule, and they will play them next Friday night at 7 o'clock. Certainly hoping the Screaming Eagle Marching Band could be out for that one. They performed at the State Fair yesterday, Minnesota State Fair yesterday. Always an exciting time for the kids to go over and do that. Snap to McKelton goes through his hands. He's just going to jump on it back at the 35-yard line and a loss of 10 on the play. McKelton, the snap was good to the quarterback, but he just kind of took his eye off the ball and had visions of running before he looked it into his hands. And it went right through. And Shell Lake was fortunate to get on it back at their own about 25-yard or 35-yard line. It'll be second down and 20. And that'll be the end of the first quarter with Shell Lake leading the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles 32-0. Quarter number two coming up after a one-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to to our community.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
All right, quarter number two, here we go. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles and the Shell Lake Lakers in eight-man football action here on 98.2, 98.2country.com, and on the Civic Media app. Go to your app store, search for Civic Media, download that. You'll see 98.2. Keep that handy. Listen to all kinds of fun stuff right on your Android or your iPhone. It'll be second down. McKelton going to come right up the middle, up over the 45, and swarmed under right there after a gain of about eight on the play. Couple of different players in there, including Jaden Moda, the junior, or the sophomore defensive end, extending out to the right side to help with that tackle. And a gain on the play will be up over the 45-yard line. We'll call it third down and just a little bit over 10 to go for the Shell Lake Lakers, leading this one 32-0. Single back in the backfield. McKelton is going to give it off on the right side, up over the 50 and down near the 45, and maybe enough for a first down, but we have a penalty flag on the play. I think it's going to be just short of the first down. No, actually, they're going to mark it real close. Let's see what the penalty flag is here. Going to be holding on Shell Lake. Anytime you run that outside play, that one was angled to the outside. Always that tendency to maybe grab somebody as they're running away from you, or a legal block. That time it was a hold, and Shell Lake will back up 10 yards from the previous spot, and that will bring up a third down and 20 now for the Shell Lake Lakers. So the only thing that has stopped the Lakers so far has been themselves. A mishandled snap. And now a 10-yard holding penalty, and Shell Lake with a third down and 20. All back near their own 35-yard line. The lefty McKelton in that shotgun formation. He's back to pass. He flips it over the middle. That pass is caught. To the 45, to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Mark it on your books as a touchdown. 64-yard touchdown pass. Melton was the one who made the catch. And again, it was similar to what we saw last week with Siren. He caught that ball about 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, right in the middle of the field. Broke it to the outside and was just able to outrun everybody down the left sideline. And Melton with the touchdown to make it 38-0 in favor of the Lakers. And we'll see what they're going to do. They're going to go for two. Here's some teams like to work on that kick every once in a while here when they get a few touchdowns. But Shell Lake will go for two once again here. Melton giving off the left side, and let's see. No, he didn't get it. Just a little bit short. Good defensive play to the Shawamigan line that time, and the two-point conversion not successful. 38-0, Shell Lake leading this one over Shawamigan. More from Shell Lake after a quick 30-second timeout.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
10:34 to go in the first half, and the Shawamigan will receive the kickoff here from Shell Lake in just a few moments. Packer football kicks off a week from Sunday. Sunday, September 10th. This whole team is is a big question mark, aren't they? We had a nice talk with Mike Clemens, who is a Packer reporter that is talking with us weekly on the morning show. I've got the interview archived on our Facebook page. You can go to the 98Q Facebook page. And Mike has been covering the Packers for a long time. He's right there, practices, sideline, and has some real good insight. But check out our interview that we archived earlier this morning. The kick is received by Shawamigan, and it'll be returned back up near the 25-yard line. That's where the Screaming Eagles will take over. First down and 10. So first and 10 for your Screaming Eagles. It's been all Shell Lake, 38-0. Early going second quarter here. I thought Shawamigan defensively may be able to give Shell Lake a little bit more resistance. They did that first drive, but after that, Shell Lake has had their way. And now Shawamigan left to right on your radio dial. Give off on the left side and a gain of about 5 or 6 up there to just over the 29 to the 30-yard line. Hilgard ended up keeping that one. And it will be second down after a game. We'll call it about 5 on the play. So second down and 5 for Shawamigan. And I'm sure you will see Shell Lake begin to work in a few reserves here and there. Coaches like to intermix a few here and there when you get a lopsided contest. There's a run off the right side that's going to go nowhere and a loss of a couple on the play. Hilgard cut down as they tried to do a student body right on that play. Too many students and not enough body out there, and Shell Lake was able to get through and knock Shawamigan back for a loss of a couple. We'll call it third down and 7 now. Screaming Eagles back at their own 27-yard line. One receiver split out left, running back beside Hilgard. Hilgard will pass, hit under pressure. That time he gave his receiver a chance to make the catch, and we're going to have a pass interference play. And it'll be first down for Shawamigan. That time, Hilgard gave A.J. Morgan a chance to make the play on that. It was a jump ball at midfield. And Morgan went up to make the catch, and the official said that he was interfered with, and the pass interference penalty will give Shawamigan a first down. In high school, it's not a spot of foul like it is in the NFL, but it will be up to the 43-yard line, and that will be a first down for the Screaming Eagles. All right, so Hudson gave him a shot that time, and it paid off. Let's see if he can do it. He was under heavy pressure. That was a nice pass by Hudson. Hilgard going to keep this one going off the left side, turns it up back near the 45 to the 46. Gain of maybe 2 or 3 on the play. It'll be second down. Shawamigan having a little bit of success here offensively. A little bit of an opening that time for Hudson. And we'll call it second and 7 now. Shawamigan working from their own 46-yard line. We're excited to have Stephen Jetland as the new voice of Shawamigan Sports. Many of you know Steve from Family Worship Center. And he's going to be joining us next week and taking over the play-by-play. There's a long pass down the middle. Morgan's there, and he just left him a little bit too much, led him to the outside. Morgan was streaking down the middle of the field, angling right a little bit, and Hudson's throw was just over the left shoulder of A.J. Otherwise, that's a touchdown. Frustrating for Coach Morgan, I'm sure, because Hudson's got him out there. He's got to find it here. It's third down and 6 for Shawamigan from their own 46-yard line. Let's see if they send Morgan out there again here. Give him another shot at it. Hudson and a handoff on the right side. Half over the 50, down near the 45. That should be enough for a Shawamigan first down. Dalton Schmidt on the carry. He was hit at midfield, but around and actually His backside landed just over the first down marker at the 45-yard line, and that is the second first down for Shawamigan, the first one that hasn't been via a penalty. And the Screaming Eagles trying to muster a drive of their own here, first and 10 at the Shell Lake 45-yard line. 7:40 to go in quarter number two, Shell Lake on their home field, leading this eight-man game 38-0. After pass, Hilgard launches it out right side. Phelps is out there. Did he make the catch? Couldn't quite make the catch out there. Foreman went up to make the catch. The defender, I think, just swatted it away just at the last second. Nice pass by Hudson. It was right there. Phelps had a shot at it down at the 20-yard line. It'll be second down for Shawamigan. All right, Hudson back in now. Hilgard in that shotgun formation. A give off left side and nothing doing out there. Immediately tackled and a loss of about five. Handed off to Bunga on a little quarterback inside handoff, and there was nothing doing there. A loss of almost six on the play, and now third down and 16. The ball back inside of Shawamigan's own territory. 6:57 to go here, first half. Hilgard's going to spread Phelps out to the left here, or out to the right, I should say, on the near side, working left to right on your dial. Hudson Hilgard back to pass, puts it up for Phelps. Again, he's out there, but just a little too far. Phelps got a couple yards behind the defender, but Hilgard was unable to find him, and now a fourth down. As athletic as Corbin Phelps is and A.J. Morgan is, you just kind of like to see maybe Hudson just leave the ball up there for him. Make it a jump ball. They're athletic enough. Corbin is, and A.J. is definitely athletic enough to win that battle a lot of times. Fourth down, and Shawamigan's going to go for it here back at their own 47-yard line. Fourth and long. Give off on the right side is not going to work, and Hilgard's carry will be a negative 1 yard, and that will turn over the ball on down back to Shell Lake now. First and 10, Shell Lake Lakers at the Shawamigan 47-yard line. So that time Shawamigan tried to cross up Shell Lake and maybe do a quick little inside handoff and get him out in open space, but Shell Lake was ready for that. And the Lakers now have the ball back, leading Shawamigan 38-0 with 6:27 to go in the first half here in Shell Lake. In their all blue uniforms with blue helmets, thus the Shell Lake Lakers. The Kelton back to pass. The lefty's going to fling it down the middle of the field and just a little bit too far. Schrenkel was out there, again, just a little bit behind the defender, but McKelton was just a little bit too far. Schrenkel might have grazed the football as it went by him, but not catchable, and second down coming now for Shell Lake. From the Shawamigan 47-yard line. Everything shotgun here in eight-man football. McKelton's going to keep it. He'll cross the 50 down to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, inside the 30, and a first down as Isaiah McKelton has a penalty flag behind the play. This is probably going to be unsportsmanlike somewhere as the penalty came after the play was over. And we'll see what the referees say here. The first down for Shell Lake inside the Shawamigan 30-yard line. They have a face mask. Freeman Eagle is going to be called for a face mask penalty, and I'm not sure if this will be tacked on. I believe it is a tack-on penalty on the face mask. Either way, it'll be a first down for Shell Lake. 6:09 to go in the first half here. you have a good Labor Day weekend plan. It is going to be hot. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're going to see 90+. They're tacking on that penalty after the gain, and it'll be a first down and goal for Shell Lake now. The nose of the ball. What are we at here? No, we're actually about the 15-yard line, I should say. It'll be first and down from there. Pass the right side, incomplete. It'll be second down. Gaston out there with the intended receiver. Phelps out there with the defensive play, playing on both sides. And a second down play coming for the Shell Lake Laker team. Ball at about, I said, the 14-yard line, angled down there, trying to get a good view of it here. There's a give off on the right side. Swamigan there defensively nicely. Shell Lake trying to break the tackle. Gain of maybe two or three down to about the 11. And that'll set up third down. A.J. Morgan in there defensively for the Screaming Eagles. And a third down coming. The Lakers can get a first down inside the, just inside the 5-yard line. .5:20 clock running to go in the first half here. Shell Lake with a third down play here. Receiver is split left and right. McKelton going to give off up the middle, down inside the 5, pushing toward the goal line, and that's going to be a Shell Lake touchdown. 11-yard touchdown run. It was not wide open by any means, but the rugby-type pile kept getting pushed toward the goal line, and the inevitable happened, and Shell Lake with the touchdown and a 44-0 advantage now over the Screaming Eagles. And the conversion coming. This Shell Lake team put 72 on the board last week. They gave up 40, but so they are an offense to be reckoned with. A lot of success last year. That give off straight up the middle, bouncing off tacklers, and no good on the 2-point conversion. Four remains, 44-0. More to come from Shell Lake after we take a 1-minute timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
All right, kickoff coming here for the Shell Lake Lakers. With 5:04, they have decided to begin the running clock now. The coaches can get together and do that. Oh, that's the clock stopped. I thought the clock was going to be running, and then it stopped. So there will be a running clock in the second half unless Shawamigan really makes a big comeback here in the first half. So Shell Lake with the kickoff here. A little deeper on this one. Back to inside the 20-yard line. Shawamigan will bring it out to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, 45, up to midfield. Down the right sideline. Phelps with it inside the 30. And tackled out of bounds inside the 30. Corbin Phelps got the outside on that. And takes it all the way down inside of the Shell Lake 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Screaming Eagles. Clock will continue to run now, so usually it's second half only, but if the coaches get together, they decide that they want to do a running clock earlier. They can agree on that with Shell Lake already leading 44-0, 4 minutes plus to go here in the first half. Hilgard with it, back to pass. He's under pressure.